This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Eating food at your friend's house?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things you should be thankful for. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? This is Frenemy to my friend. What up, guys? Aim on the mic.
Before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you, guys.
Great time. Now, we have transitioned from spooky season, and we're now in what I call the sophomore slash junior phase of the holidays. Mm-hmm. Some people say Thanksgiving is the best holiday, and this is like a pod we can have for...
I don't know. I think people say Christmas, but this not only is this what many people may say is considered the best holiday, as you were saying, but it's the start of every freaking store business playing, "All I Want for Christmas is Jews."
I mean, she is thawing out as we speak. Mm-hmm. She's literally, like, defrosting. Now, this season, of course, we're talking about is Thanksgiving. A lot of people love their Thanksgiving. Then, of course, they go to war the next day, and we can get into more like, Thanksgiving-style pods. But we're here to talk about a thing you normally do before Thanksgiving. This is a thing called Friendsgiving. For those of you who don't know, it's when you and all your friends get together and have your Thanksgiving dinner together. Because sometimes you're spending time with your family, sometimes you're spending it with your significant other, and you devote the weekend before or sometime in November to be with your friends and do it that way. It's a fair time. It's a thing. Now, the main premise of this podcast is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to get all the gang together and trust each other? And, you know, we have overlapping friend groups, but like we know our special friends in our own groups that we kind of like know their vibe. We know what they're doing. We know what they're about, but you can kind of get the idea of, are they going to be trustworthy enough to bring something to this or make something. So while we're having like our own friends and like stuff like that, we know the repeat offenders or the people we trust to cook something and actually bring it, or just to even think about bringing something. So you would do it like what they call a potluck style, where everyone brings something to the table. Yeah.
You go to ShopRite, bring a bunch of cookies, or you just go and be in the kitchen with a crock pot.
Do you make it yourself? Is that what you're doing? Or you are more of like, I'll buy it and then bring it?
Well, now...
Maybe heat it up before you bring it.
Now, usually what I would have done in the past was go to ShopRite, get that thing that you just put it straight in the oven and have it heat up for you and bring it. But now, everyone has tried my mom's food, because we had a housewarming party for one of my friends, and now they crave my mom's cooking. So now, I always have to ask my mom, "Hey, Mom, can you make this?" And she makes it for me, and we bring it to my friend's house.
Work smarter, not harder.
If I don't, I get crucified by my friends. So you made pasta when you could brought a Middle Eastern food from your mom? What's wrong with you?
On Thanksgiving, too. You know, there's always that debate, what belongs on the Thanksgiving table. We'll do a pod about that. But for me, Friendsgiving, you need everyone to fully commit. Because you know there's those people. Seth, admittedly, I can be that person sometimes, where you flake and you kind of back out, or it's like, you know.
Not you. This is the month where you. This is the month you make your famous apple pies.
Yes, this is whenever I come out of my little bubble and I chef it up real quick and make some pies for the general public. You know, I'm like, what was that? What was that pumpkin pie everyone was losing their mind? Or was it sweet potato pie?
No, it was
one of those pies.
Let the record be shown. As I'm stuffing my face with food right now, Kale said he provides to the general public, but yet I have yet to have his famous apple pie, and I knew this man for 7 years, man.
You're not part of the general public. You're part of the elite few, and I don't make it for the elite few. I like to give back to the community, you know? I'm a philanthropist, or whatever they call it, you know?
Your cheesecake is what you are.
I'm a people person. People power, as they say. Now, Friendsgiving, what are your thoughts on this event? Like, do you normally hold one, too? Like, I don't do it. Like, I don't hold it. I'll be invited to it and go to it, but to me, I just don't have the wherewithal to organize such an event.
I think it's stupid. Honestly, I think it's stupid.
Hot take.
I had to drink something. And I think it's a waste of time. Granted, because me and my friends, once in a while, if we're getting a get-together, if we're doing a game night or whatever, and we'll either bring, if we go to our friend's house, they're making, like, some kind of dip or whatever, or some appetizers. We bring some stuff from ShopRite, from the grocery stores. And we just do that. We never really have a really, like, a big thing. We don't really do that because we usually get together, we bring food, and then if somebody's having a housewarming party or a party in general, we bring our own food and do that. So kind of Friendsgiving is kind of pointless to us in our state of mind. Because it's not, because also Friendsgiving is like you seeing your friends that you really don't see. We see each other basically every weekend, so it's like, what's really the point?
That was the big thing. It's like Friendsgiving used to be big whenever like we were in college and like people would go away and then come home around this time. And it's like, all right, we'll do something this weekend because it's kind of like we're checking that box. We got all together and you know, friend groups back together. Nowadays, as time goes on, we get older, you know. You leave college. It just seems as if... Especially whenever you're talking about like these formative years, and I guess our formative years were a long time ago, but there's like a new stage of that where it's like, all right, you're an adult, like you got other priorities. Like I said, people our age are like having kids and like doing responsible things. But you know, I have a dog, he's like my child. Yeah. We don't talk about that. I'm for the streets. Remember, we got to uphold these values, especially this holiday season. Don't want to see this is also a thing. I'm going to go off on a tangent here real quick, but you might agree with me. I don't know. You're a wild card, like I say. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. This is the time of year where you don't want to get locked down. I'm telling you, this isn't the time. You think about it. Remember when I said, you know, that August, September period, you were very much in the recruiting phase. You're in the scouting phase. You're kind of looking at the honeys thinking like, hey, there's potential here. And then there's cuffing season, you know, that whole deal.
But here's
this,
the time.
This is the time where you get locked down and then you get suckered into a Christmas gift. And then you're like, ah, damn, I spent $200 on the shorty. And then she breaks up with you right after Valentine's Day. I'm telling you. It's an evil world we live in.
See, you're finally walking into my world where I was.
And then you're leaving mine. You're entering mine.
I am. Because Kayla was literally speaking what Eamon and Mike used to speak back in 2019. And everyone who listened to the podcast had looked at me like a three-head. Because here's the thing. You start dating somebody after Valentine's Day. Everyone's sad. Or the day before Valentine's Day. Because everyone's like, oh, I don't have a date for Valentine's Day. Do that. You date. You do a couple months. Right. You do the Halloween couples thing. And then you break up after Halloween. And then you wait on New Year's. You go back. Be like, hey, you know, I really miss you. It was kind of a mistake.
New Year, new me.
New Year, new me. You get that New Year's kiss. And then you start over. You spend a little bit on Valentine's Day. You know, you have to. And then boom. You're all set to go.
Devious intentions, my friend.
But now, new year, new me. Like, what's the point? Spend a little brand money. Granted, I still don't believe in Valentine's Day. Why you got to spend 1 year out of the 365 days in the year to get money? It's a commercial. I don't believe it. Think it's really stupid. Come at me if you think.
No. It's not. I support that.
It's a waste of money. Because we talked about this at length. And to sum it up is why spend extra money on something you can buy any other day of the year? Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, that's very true. I've stood by that fact. Yeah. And not to get too far away from the topic at hand, and I'll kind of relate it to, you know, the Friendsgiving ordeal. You have your Friendsgiving. It's your homies. And it's like,
would you limit your homies, though? That's my question.
What?
Would you date your homie?
Of course. Why wouldn't I? I'm friends for a reason, of course. Do you bring your significant other if it's just like the crew? Because I feel like Friendsgiving is like a dinner thing. Like you can bring someone.
You could bring someone, but here's my two things, and I'm going to break it down for you. Two things. One, is this somebody that, you know, your friends knew this person prior? Like, granted, we said Thanksgiving is, you know, the time that only your friends should go. But let's say you dated this person while you're in high school or in the summer and you met them prior. Like, if this is the first time this person's coming, then no. You shouldn't bring this person to your Friendsgiving. But then if it's like maybe it's been a year or two, that girl's been in your friend group, then yeah, go for it.
Because I know some people in some friend groups kind of get like shaky on the whole like, oh, you're bringing that person, or there's always like conflicting personalities.
Hey, here's my stance on that. And this goes to how I mentioned a couple of weeks ago about the wee couples. It's like, if you're hanging with that person, say now you're in Archer Dunbar College, you're hanging out with your friends. If your friend brings your significant other every single day, every time we hang out, then it's gonna be like, this kind of annoying. Like, come on.
Yeah.
No one else is bringing a significant other. But it's like, if you bring him once in a while, it's fine. But it's like, if all the boys are going out and no one, oh, but you know, she's one of the boys. Like, no. No. Because the boys, you know how the boys talk. Boys talk out, like it or not, gossip the same way the girls gossip. Just spinning facts out here. Like, yeah. So let her stay inside and let us just do our thing. Let us talk our shit.
Yeah, and there's also, like, when it comes to Friendsgiving, if we're talking in the context of how, you know, we did it when we were in college, there's a lot of time where, like, you're covering ground of, like, what's happened in each other's lives and stuff like that. And to kind of it's not really a wrench, but, like, to throw, like, an unknown variable in a friend group. Because, like, I've met people that I just know they don't agree with my friends' viewpoints. Mm-hmm. And it's like, especially nowadays, and this isn't like a rant or this isn't like calling out of anything, but like, I just know their ideals will clash, and bringing up anything political and this regards to family as well. I mean, we did a pod talking about like family conversations at the table, but like those ideals will clash, and then talking about political stuff will just send the whole vibe into the dumpster. So it's like, you got to really walk that fine line. Not to say you shouldn't talk about your feelings about these things, but like, there comes a time and place, you know?
Yeah. At
the Thanksgiving table, don't do it. Just enjoy your time. Eat your mashed potatoes and enjoy your life.
Mashed gravy or no gravy?
Gravy.
Get out of here.
Over the whole plate.
No,
bro,
get out of here.
Making it rain. I'm making it. Oh, me, Young Gravy.
Yeah, I was about to say, you leave us Young Gravy. No, thank you.
I do listen to Young Gravy, you know, every now and then. Not gonna be a stan, you know. Not gonna
Did you listen to C'est La Vie?
No. See, that's why I was just about to say. Yeah. Not a stan.
Because that's the only two songs I listen to. C'est La Vie just came out a couple weeks ago. Good song. You should listen to it.
I think I've heard it, but like, I don't know the name of the song. But you know, that's why I said I'm not a stan.
Watching C'est La Vie.
Ah, sure. But, yeah, I don't know. Friendsgiving is fun. I think it's a fun concept, especially if, like, your parents, like, if you're younger, when we were in college, you know, my mom was very, like, you got to be with the family on Thanksgiving. And I think it's a family holiday, of course, but, like, you know, there comes a time.
But here, you know, obviously I think it's just stupid, you know, the Friendsgiving thing, and especially if you're living on your own and, you know, you're, like, if you're, like, three states down, over and you don't even want to drive up and your family doesn't want to drive up, then yeah, bring your friends over. Have the Friendsgiving be a regular Thanksgiving. Other than that, it's stupid. Significant others, I think it's whack. If it's the first time you're bringing them, don't bring them in. If it's like, they've been there before, they've been with the group, then it's fine. But stop bringing your groups or your significant others, I should say, to every friggin' event. This is personal to me, first of all, so I don't
know. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, stop bringing your significant other. So every time we hang out, she doesn't even play. That does not play the games that we play. They're on the couch, taking Snapchats, taking pictures. Like, stop it.
She doesn't play Fortnite.
Get out of here. There's the door right there. Get out.
You know what there are more of, though? There are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break.
I quit the podcast.
Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only DJ.
Hey, Mike, I forgot my pizza.
Wow. Dude, you hit that intro. You hit that outro very well.
I know. I timed it. Wow. I had it memorized.
Wow. All right. I respect the drip. But we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.